This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Those first 2 hours just flew. I don't even know where they went. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is stuff that you apply to your weapon. Well, first you clean your weapon with it. You take it out and I mean, just shoot the living hell out of it. And then bring it home and drop it straight into the solvent. Pull it out, wipe it off. Apply the extreme, put your gun back together, you are good to go. Believe it or not. I believe it. Froglube.com. Now then, remember the young huntress, Melania Capitan, that I talked about the other day? The 27-year-old who was threatened online, and then she killed herself. Well, the Royal Spanish Federation of Hunting is hitting back at the animal activists who threatened and cyberbullied her. They released a statement announcing it will strongly, they strongly condemn these attitudes and will not allow any type of harassment to the hunting group made up of more than 1 million people by radicals who want to impose their vegan, animalistic, totalitarian doctrine on our democratic society and plural. Melania was a well-known blogger and hunter. She gained thousands of followers by sharing her experiences in the outdoors with her fans. But she was hounded and threatened on social media by animal rights activists, and she reportedly committed suicide Wednesday of last week to end the harassment. Sources say she left a note for her friends before ending her life in response to the bullying, which didn't end after her death. According to a statement from the RSFH, the Royal Spanish Federation of Hunting prepares a criminal complaint to be presented on Monday, July 24th, that was this week, to the public prosecutor's office against animal terrorism, which has once again made an intolerant and violent attack against the hunting group with insults, calumnies, threats, even death after the tragic and sad death of Melania Capitan. The president of the RFEC, Angel Lopez Maravere, has indicated the first thing is to respect the family before the circumstances in which the loss of this young huntress has occurred. But they will not tolerate attacks from animalists that she and the group are receiving, and therefore the RFEC will take the appropriate legal action against all those who, lacking the slightest humanity, with threats and everything kind of disqualifications, are tainting the memory of a human life by its condition of the hunter. I'm presuming that's all translated, because it's literally translated and it doesn't make any sense to me. Legal services of the RFEC have stated that the fundamentalist eco-terrorism that prevails in social networks is violating the rule of law by restricting the personal freedoms of hunters who practice a totally legal and regulated activity. I'm not optimistic that their efforts would set a precedent here in the U.S., but it is very nice to see an organization stand up against hate speech towards hunters. Hunters do a public service. They actually are helping the animals. I know that. Here's the thing. Now, I can't speak for that little lady. I can't even begin to tell you how horrible that is. That is the worst. To be hounded to that point. And, you know, to take your own life. I don't have a point of reference for that. Typically, I get a little hate here and there. And because of this profession, to me, that's like gasoline on the flame. I mean, you can throw it on there if you want, but I'll be coming for you. Hard. And that's because I'm simply not going to take it. There is no reason for that kind of behavior. There's no reason to put up with that kind of behavior. Appeasing them never works. Never, ever, ever, ever works. So why would we even do it? I would rather push back. Now, apparently, that young lady was not of that mindset. And I understand it. I get it. The only thing I don't get, the only thing I don't understand is that she didn't. She didn't take it well at all, and she killed herself. I mean, imagine, if you will, dig, if you will, a picture of a 27-year-old adult who's, you know, in the best years of her life. The 20s are such a fleeting time, and it's horrible how fast it goes. But it does go fast. And to, now she's forever young. Because some people didn't like that she was a hunter. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I really don't. And, I mean, I know this world is crazy. I mean, I know what drives this world now. It makes me scratch my head. I'm sort of glad I'm an adult. I have a video channel on YouTube, and I want the video channel. I want to be good at shooting video. I don't know why. I'm not going to make a living doing it, but I want to be good at it. And one of the big things for YouTube is something called VidCon. And at VidCon, 99% of the people that go to VidCon as fans are children. And the people they're there to see are just a little bit better than children, for the most part. There are some, to be sure, that are in their 30s. But it is definitely a young person's thing, I guess, to be that caught up in it. And youth. You guys have got to take it easy on yourselves. And all of you haters out there that come after people doing legal stuff, I really wish you would aim it at me. Could you do that? Just aim it at me. I can take it. You might not like what you get back. And you know what? If you step into the ring, you don't get to make the rules. Just bear all that in mind. If you start the fight when it turns against you, guess whose fault that's going to be? Won't be mine. It will not be mine. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. They have been noticing that a lot of doctors are being really quiet about suppressors. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! operation of Knight Armament Guns and Parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon, with name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk. OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. It always does. It always does. I have, once again, I get email from the haters about that stuff, and they'll email me and say, hey, Bill, listen, I put that in my gun, and it came pouring out of my gun. Really? Should have taken a picture of that for me. I would have liked to have seen that. Pay no attention to that. Check them out at froglube.com. Dr. Timothy Wheeler, he's gotten out there and written an article called Medicine's Shameful Silence on Silencers. Now, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership understand their role. And they do this because they're trying to offset so many doctors that are so anti, I mean, just, you know, just vehemently anti-gun. Dr. Wheeler calls out those in the medical field for choosing gun control over the safety of law-abiding gun owners. He writes, America's doctors should be singing the praises and recommending it to their patients. American doctor organizations should be doing the same, as well as vigorously supporting the Hearing Protection Act or the newly introduced Silencers Helping Us Save Hearing Act, or SHUSH. But they're doing neither. Why not? The Hearing Protection Act would remove Al Capone-era federal restrictions on firearm silencers or suppressors. The Act's repeal of the $200 transfer tax, the months-long wait, and the mountain of red tape would afford American hunters and sport shooters wider access to a safety device known to preserve hearing. SHUSH would go even further, defining suppressors as just another firearm safety accessory, which they are. But the American Medical Association, the American College of Physicians, the American College of Surgeons, and the American Academy of Pediatrics not only refuse to support doing away with the outdated restrictions, they won't even promote the use of suppressors as a valuable public health solution. Even the group representing ear doctors, the American Academy, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, it's about head and neck surgery, has decided officially to refuse their support of both this hearing-saving tool and the legislation that would make it widely available to their parents. Patients, excuse me. Scientific principles are not difficult to understand. The truth about how suppressors really work is readily available. It's understandable that the lay public would still be in the dark about them, considering the fantasy images they've seen for decades in movies and on television. But the scientists who lead the National Organization of Ear Doctors have no excuse for ignoring or for ignorance of how suppressors prevent hearing loss. The reason that they and the other leaders of organized medicine have shirked their moral obligation to prevent human infirmity is prejudice, fueled by a willful ignorance. And he's right. Suppressors are not going to go away. No, they're not. They are a responsible accessory for firearms and should never have been restricted in the first place. And it's quite telling that the medical community would rather advance the ignorance of gun control as a protective measure rather than advancing the HPA or SHUSH in an effort to protect the hearing of gun owners and their loved ones. With constant innovations in the industry, like the 3D printed DD Wave from Daniel Defense, not only the medical community, but everyone needs to get on board with supporting the HPA and SHUSH. It is a responsible thing to do. The thing about the NFA that the gun grabbers don't want to let go of is that is a registry. Every suppressor is on a registry. Every short-barreled rifle and shotgun is on a registry. Every fully automatic weapon is on a registry. So we're asking them to give up on their registry. I don't know how that would play. I really don't know how that would play. But, I mean, I sort of expect to see it pass at some point. And that's the thing. I don't want Trump, this Trump administration, to give up on anything that they said they were going to do. I want them to keep going back and going back and going back. I want President Trump to get out there and say, okay, so you couldn't get it done. Now you need to go back in there and get it done. Go back in there and get it done. Because what the Republicans and the Democrats both are ignoring, there could be a bunch of Eric Cantors out there in the waiting right now. A bunch of them. A bunch of them. Now, right now, in the Senate, you've got people like my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, out there saying, well, I'm not going to do this because it doesn't repeal enough of Obamacare. But it does repeal some. And this idea that this is a weak bill and everything else, it is a stepping stone. That's how the Democrats got what they want. Incrementally. And since you guys can't agree on anything, it's going to have to be incremental on your way too. But we're asking politicians to do away with the registry. And one thing that always makes me go is that these guys that hold up England as the way we need to be. In England, you can go into any, literally any hardware store and buy a suppressor. If you have a gun, it is expected that you will be using a suppressor. Hunters are supposed to, it's a matter of good form. Good manners. You're supposed to use a suppressor. Every one of those manors, every one of those castles and those old estates, they all have a hunter who is there to cull the deer. Because there's a lot of deer in England. And they call the deer, despite the fact of the animalists out there that are always seemingly wanting to come out and get in the way of life and such. These people that don't understand that we're at the top of the food chain, like it or lump it, but that's the truth. When we get back, we're going to talk about Minneapolis. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. And I mean, it does so well. It does its job exactly the way it's supposed to do, which is to make your gun lethal and ready to go and function. Increase your Frog Lube IQ. Clean your weapon well today. Froglube.com. Back in the 70s, I was a rabid Minnesota Vikings fan. I thought Dave Quazzo was a great quarterback. Joe Capp, definitely. The Purple People Eaters, Larson, Eller, Page, Marshall. God. I don't remember too many of the linebackers, because that front four used to just tear people up. Bobby Bryant, you know, he was a free safety. I saw him hit Zonka in the back. Zonka outweighed him by about, I don't know, 80, 90 pounds. He popped Zonka so hard that he fell over and just had to, he walked off the field and collapsed. And back then they were characters. Bryant had sawed his car in half with a hacksaw. I mean, that was kind of mischief they got into. Minnesota was a place I wanted to live in. And now my network is in Minnesota. I can't visit there. Not carry a gun. Not yet. maybe one day in the future. I do want to go up there. I do want to go. I want to go to Genesis. I want to go to Genesis and meet everybody there. Now life in the Twin Cities is not what it used to be. Justine Damon, an Australian bride-to-be, was trying to be a good Samaritan by reporting a possible sexual assault. And apparently the policeman who responded, Somali-American Mohammed Noor, shot Damon to death when she appeared at the window of his car. That happened July the 15th, and the facts have yet to be explained by the Minneapolis police. But it is evident that some citizens fear backlash against the Minnesota Somali community. It seems that the police officer was not a terrorist, and he is said to be a good citizen who made a serious tragic mistake. The problem in many communities is an enduring fear of terrorism that unleashes frantic emotions, whether warranted or not. Now, in Minnesota, in certain parts of Minnesota, they have swarms of Somalis showing up in neighborhoods, walking up on people, women that are out there on their front yard taking out the trash or something, telling them, we could kidnap you and take you away and rape you, and we could come and we're going to move into your house and live with you, and all that kind of stuff. Somalis in Minnesota mosques were stirred up when Al-Shabaab, affiliated with Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the Westgate Mall attack in Nairobi, Kenya, perhaps creating an opening for Islamist recruiters. The largest number of Islamic jihadi fighters in the U.S. left to fight for Al-Shabaab in Somalia shortly thereafter. And the issue of terrorists in Minnesota has not gone unnoticed. Andrew M. Luger, the U.S. attorney for Minneapolis, spoke about a case against Al-Shabaab. We have a terrorist recruiting problem. We are willing to recognize it, and we want to solve it. But he described the problem as decentralized and widespread. He said, to be clear, this case demonstrates how difficult it is to put an end to recruiting here. Parents and loved ones should know that there is not one master recruiter organizing in the Somali community locally. What this case shows is that the person radicalizing your son, your brother, your friend may not be a stranger. It may be your best friend right here in town. Since that time, the father of Youssef Jama, a man who left Minnesota to join ISIS in June of 2014, testified. It was an emotional moment for all parents in the courtroom. He talked about having lost his son to Al-Shabaab and now another to ISIS. At the end of his testimony, he took the exhibit in his hand, a picture of his son Youssef Jama, who is dead, and asked the judge if he could take it with him. He needed a picture of his son. Now, you could try to head this off with education. There's something called the Center for American Experiment, and it explains that Minnesota spends more money per low-income individual on public welfare than any other state in the U.S. State Department contracts with charities in Minnesota, such as the Lutheran Social Services, the Catholic Charities, and World Relief Minnesota, to assist Somali refugees with housing and English training. Somalis choose Minnesota because of all that state assistance and the established Somali community. And there are many there that assimilate. They open restaurants, drive taxis, become entrepreneurs. And simultaneously, many are exposed to radical Islamic extremism. There's a neighborhood called Cedar Riverside, and it's now nicknamed Little Mogadishu because of the enormous growth of Somalis. Downtown Minneapolis has become home to at least 29 Islamic centers and mosques. Governor Mark Dayton told Minnesota citizens at the Muslim Brotherhood's Muslim American Society that if they do not like the growing Muslim Somali population in Minnesota, they can leave. Congressman Keith Ellison represents the 5th District and is the first Muslim congressman to be represented to the U.S. House of Representatives. He is known for his support of Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the leader of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan. Known in Washington, D.C. as a man who tries to silence criticism of jihad and radical Islamism, does he represent his constituency? Despite the outreach and the mentorship and the programs and the jobs on the community events, that's happening there. And the governor is telling people that live there, that were there before them, that if they don't like it, get out. They radicalize not only because they don't have a job. The biggest problem is recruiters who convince them that fighting the infidel will bring them closer to Allah. They even have rap artists that get out there. I want to ask one question. Should the needs of American citizens come before the needs of immigrants? I mean, that should be a pretty simple answer. I don't care if they're refugees. I'm sorry. Sorry. It's hard to have compassion for something that bad. But, you know, anyway, that's the question. Should we have more compassion for American citizens than for people that are here? Should a governor of a state, well, I mean, you hear this all the time. I've heard Cuomo get out there and say, if you don't believe in abortion and if you like guns and everything, get out of New York State. Who do these guys think they are? You're a temporary stooge, pal. You get to be in charge for a while and then you're out. Don't be telling people that live in a place to get out if they don't like something. Fix it. I know that's going to be hard, but that's the job you signed up for, pal. When we get back, we're going to talk about misdirection. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Indeed, it does. Of course it does. Check them out. froglube.com. Now then. How did this pop up? What's that doing up there? That's the wrong one. There we go. That's the one. I just hate it when things don't go the way they're supposed to. My president has been attacking his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, daily. And there have been brutal attacks on Twitter, media interviews, during speeches. Conventional wisdom is that Trump is getting ready to fire Sessions or hoping that Sessions resigns. Conventional wisdom also assured everyone that Hillary Clinton would win in a landslide, and the only question being by how large a margin. Now, Trump's complaint is that his attorney general should not have accused himself from the Russia hacking hoax and that he is dragging his feet on long overdue investigations and prosecutions. Deep state leaks, unmasking, DNC and Clinton collusion with the Ukrainians, Hillary Clinton's reckless email management, including tens of thousands of missing emails, the Clinton Foundation Russian uranium deal, and all the mischief and criminality left over from the Obama administration, perpetuated to this day by the deep state embeds. And those are reasonable complaints, because Trump promised to drain the swamp. Robert Mueller's investigation is leaking like a sieve. And most of the daily news originates from deep state leaks, much of it illegal, but given a pass by the Justice Department. And, you know, there's one thing that should be noted here. When he was being confirmed and when Trump was talking to him about him being the attorney general, that whole, I plan to recuse myself, from this investigation. That's something that should have come out pre-confirmation. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that would say, well, Bill, he's there now. And it would be very hard to confirm the next guy right now. But, I mean, surely you heard the news in between these segments where they interviewed Sessions, and he just sounds like it's just another day in the park. How could Jeff Sessions continue to work for a boss who is publicly berating him? Who of us would put up with that in his job? He could easily say the heck with Trump and his endless criticism and quit. He's had a good career. Why would he want his last and most prestigious government job to be constantly whipped by his crazy boss? And alternatively, Trump could fire Sessions. All cabinet officials serve at the pleasure of the president. Cause is irrelevant. Trump's cabinet and his call. If Sessions is so bad, why hasn't he been fired? James Comey was fired. Sean Spicer was not officially fired, but in essence he was, with the appointment of a new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci. It doesn't make sense. Rush Limbaugh was pondering this on his radio show, and he's puzzled. Trump blasting Sessions, Sessions smiling, saying everything is fine in his world. What's wrong with that? What if this is all one big distraction? A charade? A magic trick? Famous magicians Penn and Teller have seven principles of magic, and one such principle is misdirection. To lead attention away from a secret move. Suppose that this Trump-Sessions feud is a magic trick, distracting the media while he pulls a rabbit out of his hat. And the media is taking the bait. They're breathless over his next move. Is he going to fire Sessions? Is he going to fire Mueller? What will his voters say? What will Congress do? Will they begin impeachment proceedings? Will there be a coup against the president, as former CIA Director John Brennan suggests? Is this a grand distraction and illusion? Everybody's watching Trump's right hand while he grabs the missing playing card in his left hand, ready to pull it out of the magic hat. While this is playing out in the media, the Department of Justice is getting stuff done. They're cracking down on sanctuary cities, ramping up leak investigations, slowing illegal immigration, who knows what else. So what if this is all a show and Sessions is in on it? White House Press Secretary and Communications Director may be part of the act as well, publicly playing into the president's dissatisfaction with Sessions and suggesting that he will be canned. Pouring gasoline on the Trump-Sessions fire, as the Washington Post describes Sarah Huckabee Sanders' assessment. It's the grand illusion. Watch the feud while Sessions is running through the Trump checklist, cracking heads and taking no prisoners. As a bonus, the media, as well as Democrats and the never-Trump Republicans, are rushing to Jeff Sessions' defense. Just a few months ago, he was a Klansman, a white supremacist, a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. Now he's a victim, worthy of sympathy and support from the left. Where does this leave his fair-weather supporters when he starts enforcing the laws that his two predecessors ignored over the past 8 years? Trump may have just led them into a box that will not be easy to climb out of. In 6 months, how can Jeff Sessions go from being Hitler to a sympathetic victim, then back to Hitler? Another alternate theory is that Trump's criticism may have motivated Sessions to get to work and pursue these recent initiatives. But given the size and the cumbersome nature of a bureaucracy like the Department of Justice, I don't believe that Sessions could get those investigations moving in just a few days or a week. Instead, these were likely ongoing, perhaps part of the grand plan all along. This is just a theory. And if Trump fires Sessions tomorrow, then this idea heads straight to the ash heap of foolishness. But if he doesn't, don't watch Trump's Twitter account. That's the magician's misdirection. Instead, watch what isn't being widely reported in the mainstream news. Watch what the lefty bloggers are having fits about. That's where the magic trick is taking place. Draining the swamp, holding the guilty accountable, fulfilling campaign promises. Some say Trump is playing 3D chess while the media is playing checkers. The current feud is replaced by another kerfluffle in the next week or two, and Jeff Sessions keeps his job enforcing the law. Trump may have pulled off another great charade. See, the thing I like about Trump is he is really, really shrewd. You could see it in his campaign. You could see it in his talking points. You can see it in the way he plays the press like a harp from hell. And there's a 50-50 chance that I'm right about this. Because Sessions is way too sunny to be a guy under fire. He just is. He just is. So let's not pay attention to what he's saying on Twitter. Remember that. That's a provocation. Look for what isn't being talked about. And remember, we'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time tonight to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.